listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the wisdom of looking to chariots, to horsemen, or to the Lord. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1, which reads this. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses and trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they are very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel nor seek the Lord. In Isaiah's day, the threat was real and it was approaching Jerusalem fast. It was the mighty Assyrian army, infamous for its cruelty and destruction. Because of this threat, the leaders of Judah felt that they had to do something, but sadly, they did the wrong thing. More precisely, they were wrong in what they did, and they were wrong in what they did not do. The prophet Isaiah confronted both wrongs in this single verse. The first wrong was the sin of trusting in Egypt and their military might. The second wrong was the sin of not looking to the Holy One of Israel, the Lord God. Therefore, he said, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses and trust in chariots. God had called the tribes of Israel to a very special relationship with him, and he promised to protect them in the promised land as they trusted in him. Yet in this circumstance, the leaders of the kingdom of Judah found it easier and better to go down to Egypt for help instead of trusting the God who was already with them. Now, to be fair, Judah felt that they had a reason to trust in chariots. They looked at the chariot count of Egypt and saw they are many. So surely many chariots could save Judah from Assyria and be their deliverance. They also felt that they had a reason to trust in horsemen. They inspected the horsemen of the Egyptian army and saw that they are very strong. Surely the strong horsemen of Egypt would deliver them. While they could find these two reasons, yet they couldn't seem to find a reason to trust in the Lord. It's important to see that in a sense they did not abandon faith. We might say that everybody lives by faith. The leaders of Judah had plenty of faith, but they put that faith into the chariots and horsemen of Egypt. In this sense, faith is simply a part of the human condition. Financial wizards trust market forces. Military leaders trust bombs and weapons. Scientists trust the natural order. According to the same pattern, Jerusalem's leaders trusted in Egypt. And it makes us think carefully about ourselves. Sometimes we tell ourselves that we need more faith when really we have plenty of faith. We just put our faith in the wrong things. In our own way, we trust in the chariots and horsemen of Egypt instead of trusting in the God who made a covenant promise to be our God, if we would be his people. How much better it is to have the heart of the psalmist in Psalm 20, verse 7, where he wrote this. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Still further, our trust should only be in the Lord. I like what the old Puritan writer John Trapp said. He said, he that stands with one foot upon a rock and another foot upon a quicksand will sink and perish as certainly as he that stands with both feet on a quicksand. Friends, today, make sure that you have both feet on the rock of real trust in an unshakable, unfailing God. You can have that kind of trust today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.